Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing an interview with my dear friend and my good colleague, Michael DeLeo. He is a program editor here at the NATO Association of Canada. He is a program editor for Expanding Community, and he is the project manager of our upcoming ATA General Assembly. I'd like to start off by taking this time to thank you, Michael, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today. And in addition, for all of our listeners tuning in, I'd like you to begin by telling us more about yourself along with your academic background.
Thank you very much, Magdalena. It's a pleasure for me to do this interview, and thank you very much for interviewing me. I really appreciate it. So a bit about myself. So I've grown up in Toronto. I've spent my entire life here, and I even pursued my studies at the University of Toronto. So as you may notice in my bio, I specialized in history, but I also minored in French and political science. And yes, so I graduated recently, just in June, and now I'm here at the NATO Association of Canada serving as a program editor for Expanding Community. And yes, I'm also managing this, I'm one of the managers, I should say, of the upcoming ATA General Assembly. And I'm very happy to be here with you.
I want to mention, Michael, that over the past few weeks, you have been an immense support system for our team here at the NATO Association of Canada. I have taken the past couple months to work on the ATA General Assembly. And as the second project manager of this ATA General Assembly, I can say that together as project managers, we have done an immense amount of work. Michael, it's been a complete pleasure working with you over the past few weeks, and I immensely thank you for all of your help, all of your support, for being in close contact and in close communication with the diplomats, the delegates, the government officials, the academics, our speakers, our moderators, YADA representatives, ATA representatives, influential members of our community. You have done so much on this upcoming ATA General Assembly with me that I must say that I'm really looking forward to the results, and I'm really looking forward to engaging with the YADA representatives. And for all of those tuning in, YADA stands for the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association. And I must say that this conference will be a great opportunity for students and young professionals to engage with the diplomats, the government officials, and the influential members of our community who have served in international relations, who have served a period of their time in the public service and in the private sector. So it will not only be a great way to meet various government officials, but it will be a great way to network with influential members of the international community. With that being said, can you tell us more about what it has been like for you working on this ATA General Assembly?
Yeah, so first of all, I just want to say that I'm very thankful to have the type of support that I have here in the office, so especially our president, our vice president, but I also would like to offer my sincerest gratitude to you, Magdalena. You being the other project manager, you've really showed me a lot. You've demonstrated all that I need to do. You've been a really good example of productivity and hard work, and I'm extremely thankful for that, so thank you, Magdalena. And yes, I'm very excited to see how this General Assembly will turn out. I'm sure that it's going to be excellent, and I'm very happy that we are welcoming all the people that we are to this great city of Toronto, and it's going to be a great success.
I strongly agree with you, Michael, and I personally would like to thank our president, Julie Lindhout, and our vice president, Doug Knight, for all of their support. In addition, I'd like to ask you a question pertaining to some of your experiences here at the NATO Association of Canada while serving as a program editor. So what would you say have been some of your most rewarding and challenging experiences while serving as the current program editor of Expanding Community over the past month?
So I would have to say one of the most rewarding things is the ability to just meet and speak to so many experts in the field, people who really have so many years of experience in the public service, in the foreign service, and as members of certain delegations. It's really been a pleasure. I've learned so much. And it's amazing to be able to speak to these people over email and to communicate with them. Even though they're in a completely different part of the world, it really goes to show how connected we are, and it's great. One of the most challenging things I would have to say is there really are a lot of deadlines to meet, but this is natural. So we're really working as hard as we can. We're constantly communicating with everybody. We're always making sure that we are following the correct instructions, following the right protocol. There's so much to take in, but at the end of the day, it's really a significant character building exercise. So I'm very happy for that as well.
And over, as you know, over the past year, I've had the opportunity to work here at the NATO Association of Canada as an intern. I started out as the program editor of Global Horizons in August of 2015. And over a period of two terms, which was 8 months, I served as the program editor of Global Horizons. Then following that, I became Canada's NATO podcast contributor and outreach coordinator, along with the project coordinator and project manager of the ATA General Assembly. So I've been with the NATO Association of Canada over the past 14 months. And I can say that throughout that period of time, I've had many opportunities to engage and interact with our interns, our program editors, our research analysts, and our junior research fellows. And I can say that you are certainly one of the hardest working program editors that I've ever had the privilege of working with. And I can certainly sit here and say that I look forward to working with you on more upcoming projects in the future.
Thank you very much.
So having said that, with your expertise and your knowledge, what is the best advice that you can provide to the young professionals and to the students out there who are interested in pursuing a similar academic path as you have?
I think I would like to offer two forms of advice. First, I would encourage everybody to ask themselves what their passion is or what their passions are, and to develop them into skills. So in my case, I love to learn languages. So I've been studying French ever since I was a child. And I recently, well, I shouldn't say recently, it's been over the past 3 years, I decided to start learning German because it's a very, language skills are a very important skill to have today, especially with the globalized world that we live in. But most of all, it's something that I enjoy. And because I enjoy it, I don't see it as hard work. I see it as just pursuing a pastime. But at the end of the day, I'm developing a very important skill. And the second form of advice I would like to offer everybody is to make sure that you do your best at everything. And it sounds kind of a cliche, but at the end of the day, you're going to be dealing with all sorts of people. You're going to be communicating with people from various levels of government, from various levels of diplomacy, and you have to be sure that you are always maintaining the best professionalism, you're always doing your best to communicate in a polite manner. It can get difficult at times because you may have to deal with certain types of people, but it's all going to reflect very well on you if you've always maintained your propriety.
I think that's extremely helpful advice because whenever you are provided with an opportunity to work on a conference, or whether you're provided with an opportunity to organize and manage your own event, your own roundtable, or your own conference that you want to be responsible for managing, you'll have the opportunity to network and to deal closely with diplomats, delegates, and various officials. So having strong communication skills is fundamental to successfully executing an event. And those are the skills that you and I both have. I can sit here and I can confidently say that with our backgrounds, our academic backgrounds, and with our experience, we have been very successful in terms of engaging with the diplomats and engaging with the delegates. And over the past year, while with the NATO Association of Canada, I have worked closely with various ambassadors, consul generals, and honorary consul generals. And going into this internship, it was very important for me to establish that relationship. And that's something that the NATO Association of Canada didn't necessarily have before. And I wanted to build that network. I wanted to see that network grow. And thanks to the association and thanks to the opportunity that I was provided with, I'm very proud of having established that network for the association and for myself. So with having said that, I want to also cover additional background that you have in terms of professional journalism. You are a journalist, and as a program editor for Expanding Community here at the NATO Association of Canada, you are provided with a platform. You're provided with an opportunity to do various interviews, to work on various projects, to manage various projects, and also to release publications every week. So with the work that you're currently doing and with all of the work that you've done in the past, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in pursuing professional writing?
So anything pertaining to writing, make sure that you read as much as you can. Not only does it help you improve your grammar, your writing skills, but it also really expands your knowledge. And always make sure that you are updating yourself on the news of the world. It really goes to show how much of an informed person you can be. And when you speak with people, it shows your interest in the world. So that's a very important habit that you should develop. It may seem as if you don't know much when you start, but believe me, after months, years of doing this every day, your knowledge just explodes. It's a very great skill to have.
And with that being said, for all of our listeners tuning in today, what is the best way for people to get a hold of you?
So you can contact me by email. So my email is mdileo.nc@gmail.com. So mdileo.nc@gmail.com. I'm also on LinkedIn, so feel free to connect with me if you have an interest or if you would like to speak about anything. I'm always happy to give advice based on what I can give. I'm by no means an expert, but I've certainly learned a lot, and it's really due to the great amount of staff that there is around here, especially you, Magdalena. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, I have to say that you bring a certain amount of expertise yourself, and I've learned an immense amount from you. And working on this ATA General Assembly has been a complete pleasure, thanks to your expertise, thanks to your knowledge, and thanks to the skill set that you offer and that you bring to the table. So on behalf of the NATO Association of Canada, I want to not only thank you for your help on behalf of myself, but also on behalf of the NAOC and on behalf of Julie Lindhout, Robert Baines, and Doug Knight. I want to say that we all thank you for your dedication, for your hard work, and for your commitment. Having said that, are there any final words that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Yes, so I would like to say, don't be discouraged. I know it can be difficult once you graduate school and you're not sure what you're supposed to do. You feel as if so many doors are not opening the way you would have liked them to. But just keep looking, keep being persistent. Make sure that you're sending your resume out. Make sure that you are always looking to develop new skills, new talents. It's going to serve you in the long term. And yes, the NATO Association of Canada is really a great place to start. We really do our best to help out recent graduates. We're always offering a great work environment, and you're always going to be picking up skills. You're learning new things, and it's not as if you're just going to be getting coffee and getting the paper. You're very much a team. You're involved with the events, such as the panels, the conferences, the assemblies. You're going to learn a lot.
You are. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to get to network with diplomats, with influential members of our community. And having said that, I'm looking forward to the success of the 62nd ATA General Assembly, which is scheduled to take place on the 11th and the 12th of October at the Weston Harbor Castle. For all of those tuning in today, you are more than welcome to register on our website. If you go on the NATO Association of Canada's link, click on the events tab, which is on the very top of our page. That will direct you to the registration for the ATA General Assembly. We provide registration, which consists of general registration for $150. NAOC and ATA members pay a registration fee of $100, and students are asked to pay a fee of $50. Keep in mind that this is a great way to network with influential members of our community. You have the full event program, which is outlined on our website. I encourage all of our listeners to check out our event program, check out our event page, look at the program that we have uploaded on the events page, and by all means, register today. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Magdalena.